In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us something that is of absolute and critical importance. All things work together for good for those who love God. Not some things, not most things, all things work together for good. That means even the bad things that happen in our lives, God is going to use them for good. God allows evil to bring a greater good from it. So we look, for instance, at situations where people are treated horribly, where there's been abuse, where there has been terrible things that have happened. If those people are willing to pray through that, to work through the healing, God is going to make them great saints. It may not be that they're going to be out working lots of miracles or whatever, as we sometimes think about saints, which that has nothing to do with being a saint. But in their hidden, quiet way, they are going to become holy. So some people have a fairly easy life. There are people that I know who get angry because they look at St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and her life was very easy. And they get upset about that because their lives are so difficult. It's like, that's what made Thérèse a saint. And that's what he's going to do with you too. And so the thing is not so much then to look at all of the problems in our lives, which is what we do, we get caught up in sometimes, but it's to look at what God is going to do with it all. And that again is critically important for us because sometimes those hard things from our past, we have trouble letting go of. We have trouble forgiving people. We have trouble trying to deal with these things. But if we can understand that God is going to use these things for good, it's not so much a matter that this is what he wanted to happen, obviously, especially if somebody sinned against you. No, God did not want that to happen. But it happened. And so now it's a matter of what's God going to do with it. Part of it is he's going to help us to grow in virtue. We have to look at all of the things that fall out from it. We have to deal with the anger. We have to deal with the forgiveness. We have to deal with all the different things. That again is how he's going to help us to grow. These aren't easy things, but he's not asking for easy things. So the question is, are we willing to cooperate with him? Are we willing to look to see what he's trying to do? Because he's trying to make us holy. He's trying to make us saints. And each and every one of us is on a different path. Each one of us has a different personality. Each one of us has a different kind of past, coming out of the family that we grew up in, coming out of the situations that we find ourselves in. Different people have health issues that they're dealing with. Other people have relational issues that they're dealing with. Other people have whatever emotional or mental issues that they're dealing with. We all have different situations. And God is going to use the exact and precise situations of our lives to make us saints, if we will cooperate. And for some of us, that's a really big if, because we try to justify why it's okay for us to not cooperate. Sometimes because of the things that have happened, we're afraid to cooperate. There's so much fear because we've been hurt so many times that we're afraid to cooperate with God because we're afraid that we're going to get hurt again. So again, all these things are very, very difficult. But if we are willing to go to prayer, if we are willing to focus on these things and work on them and deal with the problems in our lives, that's precisely how God is going to make each and every one of us into a saint. And even if we look at it really, really practically, with the things that are coming. If we look at our past and we see, oh, you know, it's been so horrible and God has allowed all these bad things in my life and God hates me and all these stupid things that we say, all I can tell you is where we're going, anybody who has not suffered is not going to make it. If you've had difficulty in your life, praise God, because you know how to suffer. You know how to deal with the problems. You've learned how to handle some of those situations. You become strong through that. And where we're going, everyone is going to be struggling. For somebody who suffered a lot, they're just going to shrug their shoulders like, yeah, so what? Same thing as I've been dealing with right along. Where are these people that, I mean, you think they're dying if they have a hangnail. What are they going to do? They don't know how to deal with any of this stuff. So if God has allowed you to have a very difficult past, be grateful, because it is going to serve you very well in the future. In the meantime, keep trying to work through it. Put it behind you. Get healed so that you're going to be prepared to move forward. But in all things, and again, that's the piece that we need to recognize. Like I said earlier, not most things, not some things. All things work together for good for those who love God. Keep the focus on God, and He will show you how He's going to use the things in your life to make you a saint.